Attention all personnel. The PX invites you to try Corman brand Coffite, because something like coffee is better than no coffee at all.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to this ninth episode of Tabula Cast. I'm your host, Sean, and with me today is a very special guest. You want to go ahead and introduce yourself?
Hey, Sean, it's John here, or Shuttler, from Tabula Blogger over on Gax.
Yep, and you can find him over at GaxOnline.com, and he does the Tabula Blogger blog, which is basically it's a daily. You do it every day, right?
I try to do it as much as I can, yeah.
And it's mainly just, what, like the news and just the latest happenings with the game?
Yeah, it's sort of, I mean, half the fun I find is I like enjoying sort of picking up things from around the web and, you know, picking up news and stuff. And I just like to sort of pass that on, really, and just sort of get wrapped up in it all a bit.
Yeah, I think it's important to do that. That's one of those main aspects that I started doing the podcast for, you know.
Yeah.
But it's hard to do, you know, when you have to edit the podcast and things like that. But when you do a blog, it's kind of nice because you can just go ahead and write it out and present it right then and there.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
But so what got you started with this?
Well, I've always wanted to do a Tabula blog, but it's, you know, it's been sort of difficult knowing where to do it and, you know, how will people read it, that sort of thing. So I thought about doing it on a social network because that really is, you've almost got like a captive audience. So you know, like on eBay, when you try and sell something on eBay, you've got people there ready to buy your stuff. So it's kind of like that. So I went along those routes. And basically, I suppose I've been following Tabula Rasa for a long, long time. I mean, when did we first start hearing about it? Was it 2-3 years ago?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, the first thing that grabbed me was the artwork. I just remember looking at the artwork on the site and thinking, I love this game already, not knowing anything about it. Mm-hmm. Until it came out last October, November, I think it came out, didn't it? And then that sort of tied in with me sort of thinking about the lore and the game, and I loved the whole backstory. And I just sort of just started blogging. It was just totally impulsive. I just got straight onto it, and I just went, and off I went running. You know, there was no sort of plan to it at all.
That's cool, because it's really worked out well, and Gax seems to... Now, let me explain a little bit about Gax. Gax Online is the massively online gamer. It's their social network that they started, the guy Gary and Ryan over at Mog.
That's right.
And they started the social network for gamers, basically. And it's a pretty exciting site. It's got a lot of people there. Do you know how many people are there right now?
I think it's approaching 1,300 or 1,400 now.
Oh, okay. Cool. So, That, like you said, would be the perfect venue to go ahead and start something like that, because you almost have an instant audience, you know.
Yeah, which is good.
But they seem to be really supportive of what you've done, because they put you like on the front page and they...
Yeah, I was quite surprised by that, because I just sort of tucked away my quiet little blog and they featured it on the main page, and it's now up, you know, there's a banner. When I got added to the fan site list, they sort of congratulated me and put me on the main banner, but over on the right they've got me on like one of the featured blogs, which is really good. And I think it would be good not just for me but for other people to sort of do similar blogs about things they're interested in.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. And so you talked about the fan site thing. That's just a recent thing, right?
Yeah. I mean, I sort of, as soon as I set up the blog, I thought, oh, I'll just send something in and see what happens. And then you know, sort of a couple of weeks ago they got back to me eventually. And, they stuck me on the EU site and then the US site. So, that's really, really good. You know, it's got to drive some traffic my way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's very cool. So what do you see as far as, do you have any future plans for this blog? Like, do you want to keep it on Gax all the time?
I think so. I like the captive audience. And I like being part of something else, and you get comments, and I don't know about you with your podcast, but you must find it difficult. You might do a show, and I don't know how many sort of comments and feedback you get, but if that's a very sort of, you know, you don't necessarily get a reply straight away, do you? And with the blog, I get comments on it straight away, and just people just look out for it because they're already on Gax looking at other stuff.
Yeah.
So I like that side of it, I think. But in terms of what I want to do with it, like I say, at the moment, I'm just sort of reading, you know, news and events and things from all over the place. I'd like to sort of start doing my own guides and write-ups. And even if it's just like, you know, I did this last night and sort of write up what we did in an instance run or something like that.
Yeah. I find that that usually helps people out a lot, even if you just tell your experiences, because other people might be having those same experiences, and then they're like, oh, well, that's what you do at this
Definitely.
Point. Or, you know, so, yeah, that's kind of cool. So, about the game itself, you mentioned a little bit about what got you into the game and everything, but and you're still into it. Do you find yourself, do you find yourself just getting more and more into it, like, every day?
Yeah, definitely. And the thing I like about it, above sort of other games, is that if I've only got half an hour or I've got an hour, I can just dive in and I can jump onto a control point, or I can just go and do a few quests. And it, you know, it's not the whole hassle of going and finding someone or doing this. That you can just pick it up straight away and get something achieved in a short space of time.
Yeah.
But at the same time, the whole backstory's there, and you feel like you're part of this evolving war, don't you? You know, there's always like ships dropping in with bad guys and all that sort of stuff going on, and it does feel quite deep in that sense as well.
Yeah, you know, I've talked so many times about how much I love this game, and you know, the different aspects of this game I love and everything, but I still can't get enough of the same things that I've said over and over. You know, like the control, you know, control
They're
points
brilliant.
Are great, and I was just doing one actually about 10 minutes ago before we started.
Yeah, you are.
Because you could just jump in there and.
Yeah.
And not only, even if you do have a lot of time, it's a good way to kind of grind for experience a little bit, if you,
yeah,
you know, if
definitely.
You want to do that. And, it's one of those things where you feel like you're helping out, you know, you're helping out these NPCs keep this, the city, the control point, and plus you get the waypoints. You know, a lot of times there will be missions or an area that you have to go to near this waypoint.
Yeah.
And so you're like, well, the only way I can go back and forth there is if I open up this control point. So you go in there and, you try to assault the control point if it's already taken over, you know?
Yeah. I mean, you feel like you've got a purpose there straight away, don't you?
Yeah.
They've definitely done that right.
Yeah. The only thing I wish is that they would do something else with the control point tokens, because it seems like right now, you know, you get 25 tokens, and they used to go towards the target of opportunity quests, and then they took that out and they made them their own thing, and they just don't really have any kind of purpose now. I wish they would do something like, maybe even if you had to get like 500 tokens and then you get some kind of just cool weapon or armor.
Yeah, a nice bit of loot, or what if it sort of, you know, evolved the story in some way? That would be quite cool,
I
think.
Yeah, but I'm sure they have people working on those kind of things.
Yeah, I hope so. But I mean, we were playing last night, and I started doing the MOG EU guild, you know, the massively online game. I sort of tried to get something going last night, and you know, you never know who's going to turn up, do you? And you sort of you wait, and you know, four people turned up, and it was great. Something I sort of discovered last night is we went to one of these control points, and it was just after we'd done like an instance run. And just at that moment, all of my chain gun ammo runs out. It's when you get there. So I need to work on my ammo management a bit, I think.
One thing I found is I started out with an exobiologist, and then I went ahead and I made a spy, and my spy just uses the blade, and there's no ammo cost. So that's kind of like my farmer. Like, I go around and I have really cheap, a really cheap way of making more money, you know, and then I give that money to my other characters who need it.
Yeah, I'm aiming for spy, actually. I like the idea of the blades. It does appeal to me.
It's a lot of fun, except the fact that there's a lot of spies out there.
Yeah.
Probably the most popular one, I don't know.
Yeah, I might branch off to sniper. I'm not decided yet. But that's the cool thing, right? You can change your mind, and you can clone, and we've got the option to change our mind if we want.
Yeah, exactly. And the clone points aren't that hard to get, especially early on. You know, if you do the wilderness or the divide or even Palisades... target of opportunity quests, there you got a clone point right there, and they make it so that it's not too easy though. Like, if you make a clone, which I've done several times, you make a clone and then you start playing that clone, and in order for that clone to get the target of opportunity, he has to go back and do all of those.
That's right.
Kill like 200 Thrax again, you know, and things like that.
Yeah, which is fair. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but I keep finding more and more different things that I just I want to mention on the show. Sometimes I don't get a chance to write it down or something like that. You know, I'm like, oh, yeah. I love this part of this game, and I want to mention it. But the dev involvement in this game is, I think it's just brilliant because, like last night, they had, I don't know if you've ever been to any of those Friday Night Fights events.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Did you go to the one last night?
I didn't, no.
They had one last night, and it had Sarah Morrison's character was there.
Ah, brilliant.
It had Critters was there. The dev Critters.
Yeah.
And it's pretty cool that they're there supporting that, you know, and just kind of.
I really like that.
Everything, yeah.
Yeah, more games need to sort of do that. But yeah. I think they do take this seriously. I mean, really early on from launch, we saw that even though it was like just a quiz, I mean, the sci-fi quiz was like really early on, Halloween events, and then the Christmas event. You know, they really do put some effort into that, I think.
Yeah, those Christmas trees are still up, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. And I'm still occasionally tempted to go and get another hat. I don't know.
Yeah, I actually originally, I got one for my main and then my other high-level one. And then I saw the Christmas trees are still there. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to go ahead and get one for each of my characters. It's still there.
Gotta do it.
But yeah, they definitely, their involvement is just incredible. And I think that's very important. And even you see on general chat, somebody's like, hey, you know, this part is bugged. Does anybody know what to do? And then you'll see a dev actually respond. They're like, okay, I'll get it. And you're like, whoa. Yeah.
You know, they are listening. They are out there.
Yeah. I just really hope that once this game, and I truly believe this game will get much more popular. I hope that once the game gets that much more popular that they'll continue this kind of involvement.
Definitely. And I suppose it's people like you and me that need to sort of push it a bit more, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. So that I guess that brings a good point up, though. I'm sure you've tried to tell your friends about this game and try to get more people into this game. What do you find is the most common response?
Most common response is I'm trying to get people who play FPSs to play it, and they play it and they say it's not Twitch enough. And then I try and get people who play like EQ2 and WoW to play it, and they say it's the other way, you know, it's not RPG enough.
Yeah.
And I just say you really have to just try and play this game like something totally new. It's not trying to be an FPS. It's not trying to be, you know, an RPG. It's just its own thing, and it just works very well.
Yeah, and that I think that specializes it a little bit. It kind of puts it in some little niche where, exactly like you said, for some people it's not this and some people it's not this.
Yeah, definitely.
But there are – each of the classes I think have just common similarities to other of the normal RPG classes. Like the exobiologist I guess could be like a necromancer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Medic of course is like a healer or a monk or something like that. And,
yeah.
And a lot of people come to this game sometimes looking for an exact sci-fi replacement. Their fantasy game, you know, and it's not going to be that, but it's its own thing, and I think that's I really hope, you know, when I try to tell people about the game, it's really hard to explain sometimes, and I'm like, well, it's this and this, and then they're like, well, does it have this, and I'm like, well, yeah, kind of, but you just have to experience it. You just have to go in there and try it out.
You got to just dive in and take the trial.
Yeah, exactly. But even that, even when people play the trial, they play, you know, six levels, and then they're like, I don't like killing the same thing over and over again, or the same Thrax.
I don't feel like that at all. I just feel like I'm wandering around these planets, and I just feel like, yeah, there are the same, like, Thrax fly in, and they sort of attack you, but it just makes me feel like I'm in this war. I see it totally differently.
Yeah, I agree, yeah. Of course you do have the Thrax, and they're the higher level just have different uniforms on and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But there are so many other ones in there, so many other things. Like when you once you get to Plateau and you start seeing the Juggernauts. Actually, you see them earlier, but you see a lot more of them. But it's. I remember the first time I saw one, it was just like, wow, that thing is really cool. And, you know,
and the art direction they've taken with it all is just fantastic. There's nothing like it. But people like the safety of their fantasy RPGs, don't they, I think?
Yeah, I try to get a lot more people to play, but sometimes it just doesn't work out.
It needs to be, maybe we need a different approach. I tried the whole, you know, the passing of the keys around, and you've got like the 3-day keys you can pass out.
Yeah.
And I ended up with like 3 dead keys just set on my account waiting for people to try.
But I firmly believe that this will, it will get much more popular very soon.
Yeah.
I think what happens is a lot of people they go for one thing, like PvP, for example.
Mm-hmm.
They want to go into the game and they want it to be excellent PvP. So the fact that the PvP isn't developed entirely yet, that throws them off, and then they go and they tell their friends, oh, this game sucks because it doesn't have
absolutely
this, and then it really puts a lot of people off. So, and the same with crafting. I think crafting is a big one where people come into the game and they might be used to the World of Warcraft crafting.
Sure.
And they come into this and then they're like, well, this game doesn't have any crafting. It's a horrible game. And then it's not true at all. It's just,
they get put off like that. I suppose it's horses for courses in a way.
Yeah, exactly.
We were looking at the Feedback Friday. Did you want to talk about that now?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Which came out, was it the Friday just gone?
Yeah, that was just yesterday. Or
yes,
the Feedback Friday from yesterday.
Yeah, there's a few things in there, isn't there? I mean, the one that stood out to me most is the new approach for content delivery. I'm a little bit concerned by that. I hope it isn't going to dilute, you know, the content delivery. Something I quite like, like in City of Heroes, I don't know if you've ever played that, but
no.
you have the big patches and the big issues, and you get it in all games, really. You know, this is coming out, and in a few months, and we're going to deliver this. And I get quite excited, and there's a build up of what's coming. It's like a short term goal, if you like. It sounds like they're going to drip feed operations more frequently, and I do like the idea of this, but I don't want it to sort of things to just get lost and just be like another mission here and another mission there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, they're actually getting away from even calling it operations, they said.
Yeah.
And I think it's like you said, where you get excited about this big change. Like the patch 1.4 that's coming up, a lot of people see this as, you know, the next big thing, and they're getting really excited about it.
Yeah.
But I think maybe what happened, and I'm just speculating here, is I think maybe they got in a little bit over their heads where there's all these things that needed to be done at once, and they keep getting more and more suggestions, and they keep saying, okay, well, we'll try to implement that in the next patch. Well, it went from 1.4, now it's up to 1.42, I think.
Yeah.
Because they keep adding more stuff. Well, what it does is it keeps delaying that patch. So
absolutely.
I think what they want to do is they want to just kind of give little parts out so that they don't have to say, we have all these parts ready already, but we can't release it yet until we get the whole package ready.
Yeah.
And that's not fair to the little parts that are ready, you know what I mean? So maybe that's the angle that they're approaching it.
Okay, well, that'd be good. That'd be good.
But I do see what you mean about how you get excited for that kind of stuff.
I get excited about these things. And you know, with like Half-Life 2 and the episode content that they're going to do and they have been doing.
Mm-hmm.
You get like episode 1 and episode 2. And they were promised like frequently, so there would be little and often. But when they came around, they came out, they were sort of little and not often. And I'm worried about that. But it does sound the other way around for it. It sounds like they've got so much that we will get this stuff all the time.
They, you know, they still talk about all these big add-ons that they're going to do. As far as, they're already introducing new missions every once in a while. But they've been talking about adding another planet, too.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Yeah, I guess in about a year or so or somewhere around there. And also the possibility of new classes with that planet. That would be amazing. That would be a grand accomplishment, I think.
Now, that's what we'd be looking for. I mean, I like taking that the step further. I do wonder if there's ever the possibility to return back to Earth in this game.
Yeah, that would be interesting.
Yeah, it might be a little bit pie in the sky right now, but but I do pray and hope for that one.
Yeah. Just imagine what it would look like.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, well, if it's anything to go by the the CGI trailers that we see at the beginning of the game and, you know, on the site and stuff, I like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, that burnt out Earth thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So what else have we got in this Feedback Friday? We've got the build update. They're just saying they're, again, going in hand with what we're just saying. They've always located lots of bugs and they're fixing them. Have you been on the live server at all? I haven't had a chance to get on.
You mean the test server?
Yeah.
Oh, no, sorry, the test server. I haven't. I keep thinking I want to, And then I'm like, no, I want to. I'd rather advance my own character.
I'm exactly the same. I'm like, that just seems like a waste of time. But saying that, there's the opportunity to win the to get the black armor, isn't there?
Yeah.
And that does appeal to me. And I think they just need 2 hours of your time, don't they, to get that?
Yeah, I think I might do that just for that black die armor.
Yeah, but surely that's the wrong reason for testing, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
We must remember to test the game as well, I think, while we're there. But I remember getting I got the special edition box set, you know, the collector's edition.
Uh-huh.
And on the back of there, it said it had special ops armor dies, and I love my dies. I like things like that, you know, just being able to change my armor and stuff.
Oh yeah.
I remember thinking that was going to be like black, cool special ops armor die, but it was like these really bright fluorescent colors. And they weren't that great at all.
Yeah, dye or paint, I guess, in this game is it's one of those things where people have complained the fact that once you use the recipe itself, it goes away completely.
Yeah.
But there's so many drops. I mean, I started saving them up in my footlocker, and I have at least, well, I think I have one of every color, you know, three shades of each. And I just save them all up, and it's getting to the point now where I just started selling them because I have so much of them.
So maybe they need to cut that down a bit, make it a bit sort of rarer, perhaps.
Yeah, because there's no way I would use all the paint I have.
Yeah, but I like things like that, little sort of customization. I mean, something else I thought about, and again, this might be a bit pie in the sky, but you know, you could add like decals somehow, little things like that. That would be cool.
Yeah, I think since the game is still pretty early on, I think a lot of that stuff is, you know, pretty possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's good and it's exciting. And I like joining a game so early that you can follow it and, you know, sort of just as it evolves and hopefully not get tired of it. You know, it'll just keep you going.
Yeah.
Well, one thing I've got, this is the other sort of big thing that I think is great, is, and I might need some clarification on this, but the ability to reset your attribute points and your skill points when you clone. I think that's huge. I think that's such a big improvement. I felt that cloning was sort of held back a bit by that.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if they would do that, but it would be... I think they have to do it now because of the fact that attribute points are worth something. They mean...
So is this a one-off? Is this to do with the patch rather than a regular thing?
Well, from what I get out of it, it seems like it would be exactly the same as the skill points once you clone, where they would just refund them all, and then once you start with that clone, you start over completely.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, that'd be good. That's a step in the right direction.
Yeah.
Do you ever sort of beat yourself up over what skill points you're going to allocate? I sit there and I think, oh, I'm not going to allocate these yet. I don't want to. I'm going to save them. I just don't quite know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I did that a lot, and there's a few of them that I maxed out and I wish I didn't, but, what I'll do usually is I'll go on some of the major forums and I thank God that some of these people already went through the dirty work for me and they made a clone and they maxed out these different things and then they put down what they thought of it. There's a couple guides like that on, I think there's some on, 10 Ton Hammer and I think there's some on Planet TR where people have just maxed out each one. Wasted clone point, not wasted, but you know, they used up a clone point for this purpose. And then they're like, yeah, well, this completely sucks at pump 5, so don't use that. And I've taken that with a grain of salt though, because I still like to try things out myself, but.
And that's half the fun as well, isn't it? You know, I like to sort of test these things out myself and learn. You learn more like that, don't you? I think.
Oh yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's like if you solo an instance, you learn. You learn a whole lot more about it.
Yeah, you do. And you sort of discover, when you die and you sort of discover actually how much that affects you without having the packs to sort of heal yourself back up again.
Yeah.
Things like that. The hard way.
Yeah, but yeah, that's part of the fun. How about any other news? Was there anything else?
No big news. Nothing really. Sort of things I've picked up on recently that I don't know if it's stuff I've missed in the past or just stuff I've been looking for, but I've been looking into, the PAUs, the personal armor units, or the PAL, as I like to call them. I've been looking at those, and some people have found some information. I think, again, over at 10 Ton Hammer, they found out a bit about those. Do you want to talk a bit about these?
Sure.
Yeah, great. So they're basically going to be in-game mounts, aren't they? I think that's the idea.
Yeah.
But this is again why I started looking about them, because that worried me a bit, because I don't actually see too much of a point of having just a specific mount, because we've got teleports, and the areas are quite easy to get to, aren't they?
Yeah, but I think the way they're approaching this, and I'm not sure exactly, but from what I gather, it's going to be kind of a mixture of an extension of yourself and a mount. Yeah. So it won't really be for travel as much. It'll be for extra weapons and the extra, you know, abilities and things like that that you can add to it, I guess.
That's right, and that's kind of what I'm hoping for. So I think they're going to be, you know, because you see the mechs at control points, don't you, and places like that, and I think they're going to be sort of halfway between, you know, your armor and those.
Yeah.
But they did find, I don't know if you saw this, they had a chat with some of the devs, I think. They went in to talk about something else, 10 Ton Hammer, and they accidentally saw the screens for these up on the screen. Which was cool. And I think they sort of managed to get a look at, there's five of them in all. I'm just looking at some notes. There's the Angel, the Ghoul, the Grendel, the Shiver, and the Spectre. So you've got like the Spectres, which are like sleek, lightweight, stealthy looking ones. They are for the spy. And they have like spider legs, so they're kind of bug like. Then they've got the Shiver, which is like they describe it as a deep sea exploration thing with a cockpit and pincers.
Huh.
So these things are going to have some sort of weapon, aren't they? It sounds like they do have a purpose.
Yeah. I would anticipate and hope that maybe they have exchangeable weapons or different upgradable weapons. I think that'd be kind of cool.
Okay, so more of a vehicle-y type, combat-type vehicle. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Then they've got the Grendel. This is actually on one of the NCSoft blogs about the Grendel. I saw that a long time ago. And that has two machine gun turrets on each arm.
Uh-huh.
And it has an ability, so I'm assuming this is like a spell that when you've got it enabled, you can cast, which uses all of the remaining power of your user, and just fires off and shed loads of rockets to the opposing forces. So I hope these things work out to be good. I'm looking forward to those.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard there's also one for the exobiologist. It's supposed to be like a more organic.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, is that the Ghoul? I think that's the Ghoul.
Yeah.
And I think it's a bit more sort of human and organic, and sort of looks a bit undead, apparently.
That would be cool.
Yeah, it would be cool.
I talked about those a couple episodes back, but I didn't have too much information on them. But
oh, okay.
I'm really excited about once they start letting these out, because I think they will just change gameplay dramatically.
Completely. I'm sure they'll have an effect on, you know, PvE and PvP. But I do wonder, you know, because this is quite a PvE orientated game, and the AI on the server is excellent. You know, it doesn't often feel like you're playing a computer. But will the bad guys have to have something similar as well? You know, will they have to have their own pals?
Yeah, I'm sure they'll probably introduce something like that. I'm sure they will, because if not, you know, we'd be completely overpowered.
Yeah.
If we just go through their moment and everything. And when it was PvP, that would be interesting, because I would hope, and I have this little pet peeve about PvP
I think I know what you're going to say.
I'm just going to say that I hate the way people jump around in PvP.
Yeah.
To me, it looks like laser tag on pogo sticks.
Yeah, it does.
So I hope these PAUs don't jump. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, that would be good. I just knew you were going to say that. I don't know why. I just knew that was going to be the problem.
It's just it's comical to me. You know, I know it has to be done, and I know jumping is part of the game and everything, but it's just funny seeing people jump like 30 feet in the air, up and down, and just, you know, shooting each other the whole time. It's
not right.
Yeah.
I mean, that's one of the things about PvP. While we're talking about PvP, I mean, I wish PvP had more of a purpose. That is the only other thing about PvP. I like the whole idea. I kind of like the way it's implemented. But it doesn't seem to fit the story for me right now.
Yeah, someone brought that up. I forgot where I heard it. Somewhere, somebody said, why, you know, if we're banding together to fight against the Bane, why are we fighting each other?
Yeah.
It's
a little unusual.
Yeah, it's kind of a loophole in the storyline, but I guess that aside, I like the dueling aspect. I guess it's similar to, like, you know, World of Warcraft and all that, where you can just pick someone and duel with them, and then that's it. But they are supposed to get more of a grand scheme type PvP pretty soon.
Oh, that'd be good. I'll look out for that.
Yeah. Have you done any PvP in clans at all?
No, none at all. In fact, we've only just set up the Mog clan. I did set it up as a PvP clan, just, you know, in case, really. We wanted to try it out. I love the whole idea of, like, leaderboards and ranks, and we get that, don't we? So I like the sort of purpose of that, but it depends. You really need to take a lot of time, and you need people who are dedicated to get up there on those ladders, don't you?
Yeah.
And that's something I've never really done, you know, in any game.
I was talking to some guys in my – I'm in a PvE clan right now, and they were talking about some of the PvP clans that they've been in previously. And one of them, they were saying that they don't enjoy PvP in a clan setting because all they do – you know, you fight the other guy, and then once you die, they have a bunch of people that just spawn. I mean, they camp the spawn points, and then as soon as you come back, they kill you again, and then they just do that over and over. And some of them were talking about this tactic that they use, where they add you to their friends list, so that they know where you're at. They know
that's nasty.
They look on your friends list, and they can see, you know, like if you're in Plateau or something like that. Then they go to Plateau, and then they look for you. You know, and it's like.
That's just wrong, isn't it? I mean, that's not fun to me. I mean, PvP is just, you know, it's combat, and it's just meant to be fun, and that's just taking it to a different level. I don't get that.
Yeah, I mean, you're sitting there buying some ammo, you know, you're just chatting with the ammo selling guy, and then all of a sudden somebody comes up behind and stabs you.
And keeps coming back.
Yeah, over and over.
Yeah, they need, you need to – PvP is difficult, and I almost understand why in Tabula Rasa and other games they do almost bolt it on and sort of think about it later, because it needs to be done right. You know, it does need to be done in such a way that it pleases everybody.
Yeah, but I guess from, you know, from what we've seen on the rest of this game, hopefully they'll follow through and continue to provide – the PvP just as well as they did with the PvE.
Yeah, absolutely. And I have faith in that. And and I'm looking to see it story driven as well.
Yeah.
Have I got high hopes? No, I don't think so.
Well, at least we love the game enough to, you know, I don't know, are we fanboys? Would we consider ourselves?
I have been called that, and I think we are, and I think you are, Sean, in particular. And I do, but I don't have a problem with that. I love it, and if you can't feel passionate about a game and want to play it, I mean, you know, what is the point, really? I mean, you know, you've got to have that, and I love it. In fact, even when I haven't got time to play it, you know, I might take 5 minutes out of work to look at the news or post a blog and or just read a bit of backstory or some fluff or something like that.
Or
listen to a podcast, Sean, which I do all the time. And everybody else should as well. And tell all your friends. And whilst reading the blog over at GAX. you know, get wrapped up in it. I mean, immersion is huge for me in any game. And I have to feel the game to want to play it, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the whole part of having fun, right?
Definitely. Absolutely.
Well, cool. I think we covered everything.
Yeah, that's great.
You want to go ahead and give the do you have a direct address to your blog?
I'm working on it. There is a direct access to my blog. The easiest way, though, for people to find it is to head on over to www.gaxonline.com. That's GAXonline.com. And on the right-hand side is Shuttler's Tabula Blogger. Little button there you can click on. If you want the direct link, you just add a /profile/ Tabula Blogger to the end. But I need to work on a domain, don't I? I think I need to get that sorted. One that forwards to that would be great.
Yeah, that'd be cool. And also in the show notes for today, I'll put a link to that.
Oh, that'd be fantastic. And I do recommend people sign up to GAX, though. It is a nice place to hang out.
Yeah, Yeah, definitely. I don't know how to describe it exactly because it's so live and you can, it's not like the other, like MySpace or something where you can, you know, you PM your friends and you have profiles.
Sure.
And stuff. It's way beyond that because you actually, they have that new feature now where you can actually just, it's like a chat room almost.
Yeah, so that sort of sits on the right-hand side, and I've connected with so many users, you know, and it's just really nice. And, you know, you get, like I say, get feedback on the blogs and, you know, ideas and stuff, and everybody's got their own little blogs, and they all seem to be sort of hiving away with little ideas. It's a nice community.
Plus, you got the groups where you can get in certain groups and of like-minded players, you know, for certain games or certain topics. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah, so everybody should go over there and check that out, and check out Shuttler's blog at Tabula Blogger. And I guess that's about it. So this is Sean.
And this is John.
And we'll see you next time.
See ya, bye.